The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله علامة السيوط رحمة الله تعالى عليه He was a Shafi scholar, a great scholar, who authored many, many masterpiece. In each and every time you go, you find that Allama Asyut, they've authored some books. He said in Jami'ul Ahadith, volume 3, Allama Asyut had quoted a hadith, which was hadith number 7377 in this book, Al-Jami'ul Kabir. It's a collection of hadith. Allow me just to quote only one hadith on the importance of durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the master of the humankind, the peace of our heart and mind, he had said, whoever recites salat upon me 100 times in the night and day of Friday, whosoever recites salawat upon me 100 times in the night and day of Friday, Allah azza wa jal will fulfill 100 of his needs, of which 70 of his needs are for the year after. Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal will fulfill 70 needs of his of the hereafter. And 30 of the dunyawi matters, as for the 100 which he has sent. So 100 of his needs will be fulfilled, of which 70 pertaining to the hereafter and 30 pertaining to the dunya. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal include us from among the people whom he fulfilled the needs of this dunya and the needs of the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the last episode, we concluded when we said that it is our duty to seek for knowledge. Al-ilm yu'uta wa la ya'ati. You've got to go for knowledge. Knowledge doesn't come to you. You've got to go for knowledge and knowledge doesn't go to come to you. Like they say about the doctor, that you'll have got to visit the doctor. The doctor does not visit to you. Viewers of Madani Channel, this is one of the neglected things in this dunya. This is the pillar of the dunya. One poet said that, قَوَاعِدْ kun أَرْكَانُ الْبِلَادِ. Pillars, they are this thing which hold the dunya. قَوَاعِدْ kun أَرْكَانُ الْبِلَادِ. The pillars, these are the pillars which hold the dunya. فَمَا عَسَى الْبَقَى إِذَا لَمْ تَبْقِلْ الْأَرْكَانِ. How can you say that the house is going to keep on standing when there are no pillars? Ilm, it is one of the pillars which uphold the dunya. It is said that from among the signs of the Qiyamah, it is that knowledge is going to be raised from the people. So this is one of the neglected things. As we said that we will have got to seek knowledge. Now, this is episode is there for us to understand the reality of knowledge. Because people, we take it lightly. Sometimes we take things lightly, but allow me to say that in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not taken as lightly. This is a matter whereby one is not allowed to joke with. We heard that seeking knowledge is compulsory. Of course, not all type of knowledge is compulsory. You shall hear when we talk about the categories of knowledge. But for now, let us try to understand that seeking the basic minimum requirement of religious knowledge, it becomes compulsory for each and everybody to undertake. So today, inshallah, we are going to look on ilm, knowledge. When we say ilm, knowledge, what do we mean? And what is that knowledge? Is there any differentiation between this knowledge and that knowledge and that knowledge? Or the knowledge of flying the aeroplane? Or the knowledge of making some business machine or factory or manufacturing construction of the road? Is this the knowledge which you talk about? Inshallah, all these things we're going to explain. Most people, when they hear about knowledge, they think of many, many things. I want us to have got a clear understanding, a clear cut, of which when we say knowledge, what are we talking about? Viewers of Madani Channel, there is a branch of Usulul Fiqh, Of course, I'm not here to explain about fiqh, but this branch of usul al-fiqh, after we studied it, after we scrutinized it, we come to know many, many things, many, many where we get lost. Usul al-fiqh, it is called the principles of jurisprudence, the foundation of understanding, fiqh understanding, usul principles. So usul al-fiqh, it is principles of jurisprudence. There is a science or a discipline, because usul al-fiqh has got many, many discipline, many, many sciences. It's an umbrella which have got many, many sub-sciences which fall under it. Usul al-fiqh. It is a discipline whereby when students are doing, they are graduating the last year of high studies, they study this usul al-fiqh. Then there is a science which is called ilm al-muqaddimati wa ta'arifat. The science or the discipline which teach one about introduction and definition. The science which teach one about introductions and definitions. Why am I putting this? Wallahi, it is of utmost, it is paramount importance that this is the first science in the science of usul al-fiqh, which deals with explanation and definition. So before going further, I would like to define my topic in order for us to have useful conversation. Because if the term has a meaning to the other person, and then to the other person a different meaning, then we can't have a useful conversation. This is what we call in ilm al-muqaddimati wa ta'arifat. That if a term, okay, for example, we've got ilm, it's a term. We need to, to understand this term. Knowledge. When we say knowledge, which knowledge? So in ilm al-muqaddimati wa ta'arifat, we are told that this term, they've got definitions. They've got, unique definition, of which each and everybody have got to adhere unto it. Go to school, you will find that 1 + 1, it is goes to 2. No one will say that, no, for me, I am coming from this country, or for me, I stay in this country. In our country, we say 1 + 1 is goes to 3. It will be nonsense and tadido. We'll have got to, to have got something which unite, so that we'll have got a useful conversation. Let us all have got this approach to Islam. When we say knowledge, which knowledge are we talking about? We must be anonymous, without any doubt. So in ilm al-muqaddimat wa ta'arifat, we are told two things. Number one, muqaddima, introduction. You find that in the previous episode, we only concentrated on the introduction of this. So we shall go step by step. Now, we shall look at the definition. So when we have got ilm, knowledge, it's a term. We want to give definition of what is knowledge. Now, before I go to definition of what is knowledge, first of all, I want the viewers of Madani channel to understand what is definition. Because in Islam, the ulama, al-ulama ul-ajillaa, the noble scholars, they did not let anything for our own discretion. Each and everything is planned. We are there only to follow the solution to the equation. We follow the solution to the equation so that we can have meaningful discussion. Definition, it is called ta'arif. They told that when we give definition, the definition, we have got two types of definition. Number one, we have got ma'ana al-lughawi. Then number two, we've got ma'ana al-istilahi. When we say ma'ana al-lughawi, it is called linguistical meaning. When I'm saying linguistical meaning, you find that most of the words with the ulama, they were using the way of Arabic, because the companions, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the noble Quran, all this is in Arabic. So okay, sometimes you find that the book is in Urdu, but the ulama, they will give you the definition of that particular term according to Arabic. So we have got to understand each and every term. What is its meaning in Arabic usage? When we say ma'ana al-lughawi, we are talking about the linguistical. When we say linguistical, we are talking about the definition according to language. Take for instance, the word salah. The word salah is an Arabic word. Linguistically, it means dua, supplication. That is, it's linguistical meaning. If you go to any lexicon, any dictionary of the Arab, you look at Salah, you find that its prime meaning is dua. Of course, when Islam came, it was given other definition, but it will be called ma'ana al-istilahi, the technical definition. So we've got ma'ana al-lughawi, and we've got ma'ana al-istilahi. The ma'ana al-lughawi, it is the usage of the Arab perpendicular to a term. So many, many things in Islam, you find that we have got to, first of all, to understand its Arabic usage. Take, for example, zakah. Zakah is an Arabic word. It means growing. Zakah. Number two, it means purification. And now, these are the linguistical meaning. Now, when we give also the ma'ana al-istilahi, this meaning, the linguistical meaning, is not divorced. But the linguistical meaning, it is taken, then it is scrutinized, then technical meaning, it is going to add on whatever we have got. Viewers of Madani Channel, allow me to break it and to make it easy. We say that whenever we meet with a term, an Islamic term, we must understand it with two definitions. Number one, we have got what we call ma'ana al-lughawi, the linguistical aspect, the linguistical meaning to that term. Then number two, we've got what we call al-ma'ana al-istilahi, the technical or the sharia definition to that term. Then we give some example. Zakah, tahara, al-wudu, all these, they are Arabic terms, which we go to the dictionary, according to the usage of Arabic, we will find the meaning there, according to the. But now Sharia will give another meaning. So this is what we want to do with knowledge today. We are going to look at its linguistical definition, then we look at its technical definition. Because many of them, when we say knowledge, what do we mean? What is the meaning of ilm? Who is an alim? Who is ulama? All this we need to understand before we explain to you the virtue of knowledge. Viewers of Madani Channel, as for the linguistical meaning, I did explain. Al-ma'ana al-lughawi. Now let us go to al-ma'ana al-istilahi, which is very, very important. This is now definition according to the Sharia, whereby we just have got to scrutinize and try to understand what our scholars will say for that definition. Now, ma'ana al-lughawi is easy. We'll look in the dictionary. But now, ma'ana al-istilahi, it is made of two things. It must be jami' and mani'. The meaning must be jami' and mani'. When we say the meaning is jami' and mani', I want to give you a very good example. One great scholar who is a Sunni scholar, Alama Asuyut, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he has got a book called Al-Itqan Fi Ulumil Quran. In our jami'at, this book is studied. Al-Itqan Fi Ulumil Quran. Mastering the sciences of the Quran. Alama Asuyut, Ash-Shafi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He gave definition of the Quran. Do you know what he put in the Quran? The definition which he put, it was jami' and mani'. For example, if we say that to anybody, define the Quran, you find the people, they said the words of Allah. That definition, of course, it's correct, but it's not correct enough. Something is missing. Because the Torah is the words of Allah. The Zabur is the words of Allah. So now if you say the Quran is the words of Allah, now what about the Torah? What about the Zabur? So you find, you know, definition, everything is entering there. Because why your definition, it is not jami, it is not mania. So some, they will say that, okay, the words of Allah which is revealed. Again, this definition, it is not complete. It is good, but it is not complete. You find that now, if you say that the words of Allah which are revealed, what about the Torah? What about the Zabur? These are words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, also they were revealed. So Alama Asuyut, he gave, I'm not going to deal with each and every aspect because this is not our topic, this is not our discussion, but I want you to understand how to give a definition. He said that when we talk about the Quran, there are six things which we must say in order for our definition to be jami' and to be mani'. Number one, kalamullah, the words of Allah. Kalamullah. Now this one is not still a jami'. Then al-munazzal, which were reviewed. Okay, you see the definition is going. The words of Allah, al-munazzal, which were reviewed. Biwasitatul Jibril, with Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam. Now it is three now. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reviewed and through the واسطه the intermediary of Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam with Arabic language. Now you see the other books now are coming out. Now the Zabur, the Taurat, they were not revealed in Arabic. Now our definition is becoming Jamia. And now it is becoming Mania. It is now restricting other book. The ways of Allah revealed the wasita through the intermediary of Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam in Arabic language to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, if we say like this, what about the Ahadith al-Qudus? This we are going to seclude them. Then the definition of Allah must use them to that al-Muta'abbad. When we say that to recite them, it is an act of ibadah. Now everything is secluded now. Hadith, you cannot recite it in Salah. Even though Hadith is the revelation of Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. But we don't recite it in Salah. Now it becomes Jami' and Mani. This is how to give the definition. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal make us to understand how our ulama, they give us definition. This is very important in our episode, so that when we talk about ilm, the path of knowledge, you will see which path of knowledge we are talking about. So now allow me now to give the definition of what is ilm. Now first of all, let us try to look the way the ilm, knowledge in the linguistical terminology, in the linguistical usage, the way the ilm, knowledge, some scholars, according to linguistical usage, not to al-ma'ana al-istilahi, they said the ilm, knowledge is idraku shay'in ala ma huwa alayhi idrakun jazima. That is knowledge. Three things, when it is met, then you know something. If you got these three things, if they meet together, then we say that you know something. What are these things? Number one, idraku shay'in. Idraku shay'in, it is to mean to comprehend something. For example, the book. This is a book. If I know in my mind a picture that this is a book, idraku shay'in. Alama huwa alayhi, like how it is. Idrakun jazima, without any doubt. We said that number one is what? Idraku shay'in, to comprehend something in your mind. Alama huwa alayhi. Number two, exactly how it is. You comprehend something, exactly how it is, idrakun jazima. Then a comprehension without any doubt. For example, this is a book. I comprehend it as a book. Alama huwa alayhi, this is a book. Idrakun jazima, and there's no any doubt. In my mind, I'm quite clear. I'm not confused that this is a lion. To say that, what is this? It's a lion. No. It's a book. Alama huwa alayhi, this is what is eating the ground. Idrakun jazima, without any doubt. So this is the linguistical, some other scholars, they give it to knowledge. That knowledge, it is idrakun shay, alama huwa alayhi, idrakun jazima. To comprehend something, on how it is, exactly how it is, and we don't know any doubt. And what opposes this knowledge? What opposes this knowledge, it is two things. You know, we've got a principle. Again, I refer to usul al-fiqh. In usul al-fiqh, we are taught the qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. Al-mabadi al-fiqhiyya. The qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. The principles of jurisprudence. With opposite, you come to know the definition nicely. Viewers of Madani Channel, we have given the definition of knowledge linguistically, generally. So far we are not touching the sharia aspect of it, but it is linguistically. Now what opposite ilm, it is two things. Jahalun basit and jahalun murakkabun. Jahalun basit, simple ignorance. We'll explain why is it called jahalun basit. And jahalun murakkabun, complicated ignorance. And we shall explain again why is it called complicated ignorance. So ill, it is opposed with two things. Number one, jahlun basit, and jahlun murakkabun. Now, let us come back again to explain what is jahlun basit. Simple ignorance. The ulama, the scholars, they've called it jahlun basitun. Why? Because it is easy for the one who is suffering with jahlun basit to be cured, to be learned. The one with jahlun basit. Okay. Let me go to the definition of knowledge, then again look at the definition of jahlun basit, so that you can see for yourself that the one who's suffering for it, it's easy for him to be cured. We said that ilm, knowledge, is idrakun shay, to comprehend something. For example, this is a book, it's a book. Alama huwa alayhi, like how it is, there it is, this is a book, there it is. You comprehend it, it's a book. Alama huwa alayhi, like how it is, idrakun jazima, the same condition. Now what jahlun basit does is that, this is a book, then one will say, I don't know. you recognize that something you don't know, at least you are better. There is foundation of knowledge. To say la adri, I don't know. If you don't know, it is part of knowledge. To say la adri, I don't know. When you don't know, it is part of knowledge. That's why this one is called simple ignorance. Why? Because the one who suffers it, he acknowledges that he does not know. Then it is easy for him to teach him that, hada kitabun, hada kitabun, hada kitabun. This is a book, this is a book, this is a book. This is how we came to learn. Now, it is simple because it is simple for him to understand, and it will be simple for the teacher to teach. And if one is suffering with this, it is called simple ignorance. He can be cured. You go to our Madani Qafila, you listen to Dars, all you can be cured from it. But the second type, Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal protects myself and you as the viewers, our children, the offsprings to come from the second type of ignorance. This is the same ignorance with Iblis, Fir'aun, all these Akabir al-Mujrimin, all these people who are going to enter into hellfire, they are all suffering from this type of ignorance. It is called Jahalun Murakkabun, complicated ignorance. Number one, you don't know. Ignorance, you don't know. Then complicated, it is complicated. You see, you'll be satisfying of two things. Number one, ignorance. Then number two, it has reached its prime state. It can be example like cancer. When somebody is diagnosed of cancer, it is early stages. It is called simple cancer. It can be cured. But now when the cancer spreads to the whole body, then it is called complicated cancer. Many a time it will take you. This is exactly like complicated ignorance. Okay, let us give it definition to see why we are calling it complicated, or why are the scholars calling it complicated ignorance. The definition it is, we said ilm is idrakun shay, alama huwa alayh, idrakun jazima. And we said that its opposite is two things, jahlun basit and jahlun murakkab. For jahlun basit, it said that admul al idrak, you does not comprehend something totally at all, then you admit that you don't know. But now this one here, complicated ignorance is that al-idrak bil-kulli. You won't comprehend something. Then you go to the second stage. You picture something. Tasawwur shay'in. You picture something on how it is not be. On how it is. How it is not. First of all, you don't know. Then second of all, you picture it. You think that you know. Okay. For example, the first scenario of the one who knows, he will know that this is a book, and he comprehended it upon how it is. Then the second one is the one who does not know. Then he will admit that he does not know that this is a book. But the one with a complicated ignorance, what he does is that he does not know that this is a book. He goes on and says that this one here is a knife. So when people say, go and bring a knife, you bring a book. Let us give an example, like how our asatida, our teachers used to explain to us that it is like on the day of Qurbani, somebody with a complicated ignorance, Jalun Murakkabun, people, they know God. Him, he thinks that he knows a God, and he does not know a God. And he confused the lion to be a God, and he claims that he knows a God, while he's thinking that a lion is a God. On the day of Qurbani, people are bringing goats, and he wants to bring a lion, thinking that a lion is a God. You see how disastrous it is. He does not know, then he claims that he knows. And actually he is knowing something which is wrong. So it is complicated because number one, you don't know. Number two, you think you know. So if you want to teach somebody with this type of ignorance, number one, take out the wrong knowledge which you have got. Then try to install unto him the proper knowledge. This is called Jahalun Murakkabun. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal save us from this type of ignorance, all type of ignorance, and in particular, Jahalun Murakkabun. And I conclude with the slogans of Dawat Islam, that the war against ignorance, Jari Rahega, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, which means that the war against ignorance, it shall continue. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge. knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.